Anyway, right, cool. Back to the game.
So the dust has settled on the encounter, leaving you with many bodies, a large case. Well, sorry, two bodies and a large sealed case. And Demetria staying there, wondering how it went from.
What the hell is going on?
The usual.
You get yourself in trouble.
I limp back to the case, like waving her off.
Well, the way you limp with your one damage. I'm back to Goro, who is like on death's door.
I'm like, Goro, get over here. Hamming it up to the max.
I.
You whimper.
Sure, let's go with that. Pitifully. I move over and say, don't touch.
Wait, to me?
Yes, to you.
Oh, okay.
And I open the box.
It appears to be quite solidly sealed. Like it's basically has a mechanical lock that is right now locked.
Can I use security on it?
You certainly can use security on it.
On a roleplay, does he go to open it and realize it's locked, and I just smirk at him and like stand back with my hands raised, like, oh, all over you, man.
Do I get any input at all? Like 10, 20?
Yeah, 30? So it's normally a minus 20. Have you got some sort of tool that might help?
I think I've got an auto tool.
You've got a chain blade?
Yeah.
I will point out, by the way, that there are some strange glyphs carved into the lock as well.
I stole an auto tool in, I think, the last game or the game.
No worries. So they'll take it just a plus zero. They'll make it a total plus zero.
James,
yes?
May I look over the shoulder and look at said glyphs?
Yeah, give me a Forbidden Law warp roll.
Sure.
Plus 10.
Will do.
Yeah, I didn't do it. Oh well,
nice.
It's impossible.
Yeah, so they are. They're a variation on pentagramic wards, designed to basically, you know, protect people outside the box from whatever is inside the box.
Oh, great!
But they are not. They're not holy sigils, though. They are, you know, profane as well.
Yeah, I've got the feeling it's like probably for the best you didn't open it, to be perfectly honest.
Whee!
Oh, thanks for letting me know before I tried to open it.
Hey, backing you up, bro. You took a course of action, and I was there.
Positive affirmation.
Can I? All right, like, how exposed are we here?
Well, there's people moving around up here because you're out of an industrial district into a more travelled corridor, so there are people sort of walking around, like, people saw the end of the fight.
And the bodies?
Have given themselves, giving you a wide berth, definitely.
Well, in that case, I go and steal the bolt pistol, and I also go and get the map from the boss.
Recover the bolt pistol. Not stealing. Yes.
I reclaim the bolt pistol in the name of the Emperor.
Yep, no worries.
Question. Anything else on him?
There may be. Let's have a quick look at what he is tooling about with. He has a single hallucinogen grenade.
I'll take it.
he has a fur-trimmed jacket over flak armor. And
it's probably a bit bloody.
An inordinate amount of jewelry, mainly diamond or platinum jewelry.
I take all of that.
Okay. Can I, like, as he picks up the grenade and like adds it to his other ones? Can I look at him and just be like, you know, the first step is acknowledging there's a problem.
There's no problem.
Gritty.
So can we find? Is there like a building nearby, something abandoned, or like is everything kind of like? I want to take this case somewhere out of line of sight.
Okay, so you find a place you can quickly just duck, in an alley or an abandoned hab block, something you can duck
into.
Oh,
James. Yep. I don't find it. My people find it. Oh wait, we're out of this again, aren't we? Yeah, sorry. So, you know, I get caught in it.
No worries. The only other interesting loot from the body, other body that's there, is a las pistol, shock maw, and a stummer.
Oh, I grabbed the stummer.
You grab everything.
just the wow. Stummer.
A stummer, for the record, is like a white noise generator. It's designed to help you stealth by creating sort of like, you know, inverse noise to the noise that you create.
Oh, right.
As the only person who has stealth, I'd lay dibs to this.
Yeah, wouldn't it for the rest of us be more useful? Who can't stealth?
Yeah.
To have some kind of mechanical advantage?
I'm not great at stealthing.
you're not good at combat either, but you keep chopping people's heads off. But we digress. So we go into this room.
Yep, no worries.
I'm going to start pulling out items of my bag from the other side of the room. Yeah, this never ends well. And I'm interested to see the interaction between the case and individual items. Like, do I put it down and it just starts sliding its way across the room or something, like, properly
there's
freaky?
There's a definite pull towards and in fact, even if you put it on the, like, on the top of the case, it moves towards the center of the case.
Hmm.
Hibbly jibblies.
Yeah, there is nothing good in here. Can I do a more focused, like, Sinisians or...
Yeah, no worries.
Something on this? Yeah.
Give you a plus 10.
Sweet. So, is that plus... Okay, no. Plus 10. Not 10 on 10. Do-do-do-do. Oh. Yep. Yeah, oh yeah.
Hey!
Okay, so... There... When I say you sense like an entity from it, it's more like... It's not like there is an intelligence there. It's almost like if there was a psychic residual of a personality that has sort of left its mark. So, while at first it felt like an actual demonic intelligence, it's more like a demonic residue. Almost like, you know, if you were to cut off, say, a demon's hand and put it in a box, that it would still carry a bit of the demon with it as such. That's what you're getting from within the box. There's three unique signatures. Two are more like the orbs that you're the artifacts you've got. One is quite different. One, you know, has a remnant of a life form about it.
So would it be similar also like if a demon had like been bound to a weapon or something like that, and then they had left and the weapon was still there?
Yeah, it would have resonance on
it. It would have resonance on it. Okay, yep. Can I pull out one of my three books/tomes and do a bit of study on this lock and cross-study across to the tome?
Yep, no worries. Give me let's go for Forbidden Lore, the Warp, at plus 30.
Very well, sir.
Alright, well, while you're doing that...
That will take time.
Yep. I ask Garrick... So, what's your stake in all of this?
Oh, good question.
So good at questions.
Yeah.
Well, so you're basically.
I'm following the orders of my Inquisitor Tharos to investigate these cases. So my interest is just as much as yours in what's happening here.
That's correct. Tharos new to this system?
Is Tharos new to this system?
You probably don't know. You've only been in his service for a short time. So.
Yeah. I'm not sure of his history here. I'm only new to this world myself.
Sam, I'll come in here and let you know that when you spoke with Kirst spoke with your Inquisitor, Azarak, who also managed to convene a meeting with Garrick's Inquisitor. And as far as Kirst is concerned, Garrick has been sort of attached to your team for the duration of this investigation.
Lump it or leave it. I'm here to stay.
Alright. I hope you say that. Alright. Excellent.
Any other questions anybody wants to do whilst I'm doing this?
Nope. Just
muttering, flicking pages, the tomes laid out on the trunk.
And I have use many... Can I use a fate point to heal myself some damage?
Nope.
Yes, you may. D5 wounds.
Ah. I just get 5. Ah, oh, I'll take 4. Alright.
Yeah, update yourself, or do you want me to do it?
I'll do it. Okay, where am I?
So, Chris, going through the book, so, from what you can glean, these rooms are a mishmash. Some of them are, you know, actual proper Imperial Hexaramic wards. Some are more like Chaos wards, so you know, there will be certain reasons that Chaos forces would want to limit the power of other Chaos forces, for example. So, you know, there are wards that exist that you know, a proof against chaos that are used by worshippers of chaos. Some of the wards as well actually appear to be Xeno in origin as well, potentially attached to other psychic races that use it for their own protection too. So it's more like somebody with a passing knowledge in all three different types has just pieced together what they could, you know, let's put an Elder Sign and a Star of David and a Holy Crucifix, whatever, just put everything on there and hopefully at least one of those things stops it.
Okay.
Right.
Can I now see... So it's still a mechanical lock, yeah?
It's still a mechanical lock, yeah. So it has no magical effect on the lock. It's simply there as a ward against...
The psychic bleeding out. Yeah. Yep. So, this wasn't a professional job. It would appear that... So I convey this information in a layman's term way to the party. And then at the end of it I say, and I don't know what possible that good... That doesn't tell us anything. But I found this out.
So pretty much you can't tell us anything and... can't open it.
I can't tell you who it is. I can't open it. I don't know what's in there. All I know is that the person who did this was not particularly well versed in what they were doing.
Oh, great.
So...
can we take it to someone that actually knows how to read it?
Oh, no. I can read it. I'm saying that they wrote, random things on there which are, would individually maybe do the job, but then combined... they hoped would do the job, and they happened to stumble across a solution. It would protect you from a wide range of different things, so it's not very specific to general ward. So, I mean, all we can do is open it. And we've already tried that, and apparently it's unopenable.
I still have a chainsaw.
Yeah, I don't think chainswords are the solution here.
Damn it.
Well, they're not the problem.
Like, looking at the box itself, a chainsaw to make short work of it, it just wouldn't be lockable again.
Yeah, but what like I don't feel like there's much finesse with the chainsaw.
I mean, there's a reason that I was trying to security it open rather than bust it open, because don't we want to try and undergo this facade that we are the crew for as long as possible?
Yes. Is there... So I have a power sword, a short power sword. Is there a way of, sliding the blade between the lock and, opening this but not making it look like to the, close inspection this thing open?
The lock is an external fixture. So think of it like a padlock. So it's an electronic sort of external fixture. So you could remove that entirely and then just, mechanically lock the lock with just, catches on it. Basic structure, but
okay. I pull out my sword. You're gonna want to stand back.
I have
no idea what's in this.
This is a bad idea. Just putting it out there.
Oh, we all always have bad ideas. Just do it.
Situation normal as I hold up the lock and run the blade through it.
Okay, no worries. The lock drops away with a loud clang. It's sort of, it's one of those things that when it hits the ground, it doesn't bounce. It just goes. Dead still when it hits the ground.
The one ring.
Yeah.
Crunch. Clunk. Alright, any change?
No.
I'm going to open the lid.
Okay, no worries. Inside the case, there are three objects. On the left-hand side is an orb very similar to the one you've already got, made of the same black material. The difference is this one, whereas the one you've got has like etchings on the surface that you can visually see but can't feel. This one has very deep etchings. It almost looks like several individual pieces of a sphere that have been cobbled together like a sort of a puzzle, and now they're all in one piece. They hold themselves together perfectly, but you know, it could be pulled apart at some point in time if you ever tried to. On the right hand side of the case is a armored glass canister with effectively like it's been painted so it's opaque. It's been sort of stopped at both ends with a sealing tube. The top one of one side basically has like a mechanical function where you could open the tube with like a small data, like a little keypad to open it basically, or not like a code, just you'd have to basically push a button and it will just mechanically open as well. In the middle of the box is what appears to be the jawbone of something inhuman. Whether it's alien or demonic, I mean, it's fangs, like sharp teeth, clearly quite large as well, whatever the creature was, and clearly predatory too. Definitely has, there's nothing human about this jawbone.
So, like, keeping on my Sunnyscience from before and, like, the latent threads, is this the one, the jawbone, is that the one that has the demonic touch to it?
Yes.
And then the other two, like obviously the orb will match the other orbs that I already possess, and then...
So does the tube, for that matter. Whatever's inside the tube matches the same signature as the other artifacts.
I was like, I pick up the tube and I shake it close to my head. No.
If you pick it up, you can feel there is a liquid inside it.
Okay.
Which is like a liquid. But like a viscous liquid.
But I can't see through it.
No, armor glass is opaque.
But when I tilt it, you can feel it like slowly slosh.
Yeah,
that viscous feel. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've opened everything else at this point.
Ugh, I stand back, far back.
Curiosity and the cat.
On a side question, with my character, knowledge do I have? Where do I find what knowledge bases I have?
Okay, so there should be on your sheet on the right hand side. Let's just see what you've got: Scholastic Law, Forbidden Law, Common Law. So you've only got Forbidden Law Mutants. That's your sort of knowledge skill and such. Anything that goes outside of just conventional knowledge, most people would know. You know a lot more about mutants.
Okay. Is this a mutant flask?
This is a mutant jawbone.
I was more looking at the jawbone because I felt that that would be more interest, like more like my character would be more interested in that. But I don't think.
It has no human origins. It's not the way it is because of human mutation.
But my home world.
Yeah, I know.
I thought, it's all good. Just what I'd ask. Thank you.
Kangaroo, I can hear your pencil scribbling.
I'm scribbling nothing.
Nothing. So I open I hit the button. The open switch.
There's like a hiss of air as the seal breaks, and the cap rotates, so it's now at a perpendicular angle to the top. And inside is a very dark purple liquid, in which there are small floating globules of luminescence.
Gross.
I stick my finger in it and put it in my mouth. No, I don't. delicious. Rightio. That tells me nothing. But now I know. I've answered my question. I've answered my curiosity. I will close the lid.
Okay.
And then... You wanted me to eat it, didn't you?
Really did.
Eat it. Put it in your mouth. I am not, like, a two-year-old. All right?
Okay.
Despite my impulse actions.
Okay.
Yeah, that one. There we go. Impulsive. There we go. Yeah. Woohoo! English. Sorry, I'm going to put it back in the box. Wow.
So, one thing you notice, by the way, is that all the items you have, including the liquid, like when you hold the liquid near the jawbone, it actually, like... moves towards the jawbone from the point it slides up against the size of the canister, not conforming to gravity as such.
Almost wants to come out of the container.
Yeah. Every artifact is attracted to the skull. The skull isn't inside the jawbone. The jawbone isn't attracted to any other artifact. It doesn't. It exerts no pull on itself towards the other artifacts. They are all pulled towards it.
Ooh.
So my let me use my summation on this is that all these items are linked, and that this could possibly be the part of something demonic being this jawbone, and that all these pieces are required possibly for some form of summoning or channeling relating to this item, relating to this jawbone. So potentially there is somebody out there who's looking to purchase a collection, because all these items are being returned to the trade table and we have the other items. Maybe people haven't even realized that all these items are related to each other, because multiple different buyers, we've got them from different sources, and it's not like they'd all purchased it off the trade table, not that the trade table were trying to get them back. So,
would they be trying to separate them to make sure that they weren't kept together?
I think they'd be better. I think they'd be worth more money as a set, personally.
True.
Because I can sell you this all and potentially give you the power of something greater rather than these baubles by themselves as individual items. All so, right.
You all suddenly experience a vision.
Oh,
all of you are standing on a plateau overlooking an alien world. The sky burns with purple electricity. Cyclopean buildings sort of dot the landscape beneath you in a sort of almost like an insect honeycomb or hive-like formation. Sort of inhuman things move throughout the cities, but it's like your eyes fail to completely register what they are. So you're aware of the things moving through the streets, but your brain only records darkness where it looks, even though you're sure there's more to the vision. Your eyes just rebel from acknowledging it. The whole place feels cold and so far removed from humanity as to be truly disturbing. And then a moment later, you all find yourselves back where you were, and everybody except for Chris can give me a willpower test at +0.
Just gonna hurt.
It's just another Friday night for me.
Like you, Chris, or?
Ouch.
No, as in for Lars. Like, this is just an everyday thing. Meanwhile, I feel like that would just be an excellent addition to,
No. I was gonna say, oh my god, did I pass? But no, that's Caitlin's role.
An excellent addition to, Garrick, you know, current running, mental monologue.
Yeah.
That is just like, I am putting that away for special occasions.
Okay. So, Sam, could you please give me a roll of D100 plus 20? You should be able to do that from the dice on the left-hand side.
Yep.
And, Goro, if you give me a roll of D100 plus 40.
That's going to hurt.
Nah, it'll be fine, probably. What's the worst that could happen?
Leroy!
Oh, okay. It's not too bad.
Or not.
It's not too bad. Look, considering what I could have got.
Yeah. So, for Temetria, you are basically frozen in terror. You're sort of shocked into just a catatonic state. You still perceive everything going around you. I'm not going to make you make rolls every single turn. For a couple of minutes, you are just basically shocked into silence. The alien nature of that vision has really
disturbed
me.
Okay. Yeah.
And Goro, you recoil in fear from the objects. You won't willingly go closer to them at the moment, and you're sort of you're a bit disturbed right now. It'll pass in time, but
sweet. I pull my wrist mounted las gun and say, step away from that.
And you also get 5 insanity points.
Oh good.
I'll put it on your sheet for you.
Great. Just what I need.
It's your first 5 points.
Yay. Oh, really? Okay.
Demetra will keep, will start mumbling prayers and
catechisms.
Yep.
I'm going to like turn and look at them and go, huh, that was interesting.
Who, you?
You've seen that one before, though, yeah. Chris.
Well, yeah, I know, but like, I just look at them, it's like, every day, guys. Every day.
Yeah, I've got I've got my Laz
what I do.
Thing pointed at you and also the things and say, step away.
Chill, mate. Kangaroo, calm yourself.
No, no. This is the warp.
It is. But I have it in hand.
That is what worries me.
Come on. Back me up.
Alright, I put down my Laz wrist thing. I say, I got you, bro.
it's got very, very street level, you know, chill man, you know, chill, I got you, bro.
Chill.
I'm just reacting to what's going on around me.
This is low gothic.
Yeah, we've got an understanding. Kangaroo and I have been through a lot. We reminisce, we drink.
It's the two nobles.
Yeah, yeah.
Know, like, we talking got like amateur level thugs.
Yeah. This is how we think tough people talk. Rightio. And yep. So I'm gonna like look and realize that like Garrick has not also was unfazed. And
I don't know what the hell's going on with these guys.
Especially because before when you said, you know, everyone stand back, Garrick stepped closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are an interesting fellow.
I just nod. Yeah. Like, yes, I am.
Yeah, you're are.
Like, you're like, the screams tell me to step closer.
Yeah, yeah. Potential for more screams. Yay. Right. So, at this point, as you saw, I think it's clear now that all these items are tied together. And I think that my summation is probably close to the mark. Where do we go from here? Do we continue down this line? Or do we return back and have all of this catalogued?
Well, do we have all the pieces? Because I've been meeting the people who are going to try and buy this off the other guys.
Yeah, well, the Trade Sable in itself is an organization that needs to be eradicated. But we're carrying a lot of items here that would be very poor to be caught with.
So, for the record as well, the map that you took from the body, it does lead through the wastes to their camp, but it's several hundred kilometers. Yeah, you really need to take a, you know, walking it would be not impossible, but it would just be a, given it's through basically like chemical wastelands, you really want a vehicle.
To be clear as well, if I remember correctly, we can't use lighters here. Is that correct?
Not easily.
Yeah, there was an issue with that. So we're gonna have to go with a ground vehicle. There's some issue.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't remember the details.
Chemical storms, pretty much acid rain.
I thought you meant like cigarette lighters.
No. A lighter is a form of small aircraft.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. All right. So, should we go back to Kirst, tell him what the fuck is up, and then maybe see if we can get some stuff from him, like
This is starting to, like, sorry, a quick question. The fragment, yep. Is it also drawn towards?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, there's...
Well, if my...
I just don't think we should continue carrying all this stuff.
Well, if my Inquisitor's sent to investigate, I'm sure that they'd be very interested in learning what your summations are about it. So if we report back, we could report back to both and see what they know.
Yeah. This is there like a time sensitiveness to this map or whatever?
So okay. So a couple of things to keep in mind is, first off, you guys weren't officially put on this mission as such. This is something that Nils came to you with. So you up until now, when Temetri's come back with word from Curse, you've been on your own sort of duties as such. That being said, the group that you've just killed was presumably on the way back with their goods to their camp. If they become too late, the people at the camp might suspect there is something wrong.
Something foul afoot, and they might not bug out. That,
but they already said that they were late.
But you're also talking about hundreds of kilometers of overland travel, which means that, you know, that doesn't mean that they will be down till you must arrive this hour. It's like, I expect you back this day.
Yeah, we can always, substitute the fact that we're going to lose time by getting a better vehicle to get to where we need to be.
Well, the problem is you probably won't source a vehicle inside the Hive, because the Hive vehicles are all sort of made for, you know, the steel deck plating of the Hive levels as such. Like, outside in the desert, you pretty much need, like, either tracked or crawler-style vehicles. And according to what you know, when you sort of seen the Hive from the outside before, there are trader camps around the outside of the Hive for Wastelanders to go into as well. So, that being said, Kirst, what Kirst was doing with Lucius may have involved, you know, finding contacts that would give you a place to start when you go out into the wasteland. But you need, you know, survival gear, water, food, etc.
Yeah, there's stuff we need to get. So, can we get a... seeing as we're already on the outside of the Hive, can we request a lighter just down to the bottom of the Hive and to, like, speed up the movement back, if that's an option we took? Understanding that that's fairly overt.
Yeah, I mean, it would probably... the saving would not be substantial, because you can't necessarily take it straight back to the level that Curse is on. You'd have to maybe go to a higher level and make your way back down.
Maybe back down, yeah. Travel.
But it would reduce the load by an amount, by some amount, but it also, yeah, will have an impact on your saddlery.
Yeah, like, look, we can probably organise this stuff, guys, but my concern is rolling around with this much payload that is like a gold mine. If anybody was to take this to go afoul, it's like carrying around a bullet with your name on it.
Alright, so do we try and sacrifice time, or do we try and just
time and some subtlety, because, like, I think we'll have to burn some subtlety to speed this up, but then is it we're gonna leave the Hive anyway? Communication's pretty poor out, like, beyond the Hive. Maybe we can beat any sort of information getting to the camp. I don't know. I think this is one of those crossroads where we've got to choose whether we're gonna go forward hard or take a more, you know, cover our bases more.
Do we still have our Vox stuff that can contact Kirst?
So you guys only have microbeads, which only really work inside the Hive, or the ability to actually radio to Kirst. Now, you do have a backpack Vox that you took from the morgue. That would allow you to radio back to the Hive from outside the Hive. Pretty much anywhere on the planet could get back to the Hive. But then again, it's not like Kirst has... You can't just ring Kirst's number on that. You have to actually go through, like, a Vox operator, in which case you need to sort of make sure that your communications are coded.
So our microbeads are too far away from Kirst.
Yeah, the microbeads have a 1 kilometer range. And less inside the Hive because of the interference between the levels. They're more of a tactical option, really.
Yeah.
Alright. Boys and Demetria, what are we thinking?
She's still mumbling.
What are we thinking, boys and Demetria?
No, not you. Her character is.
Oh, right, sorry.
I can see how you'd be confused.
Sorry, my microphone quality is sometimes sketchy, so...
I think given the value of what we're holding, we should probably try and cover our bases, which seems goes against everything that I stand for, but given the severity, and we want to try and keep this to us.
So when you say cover our bases, what do you mean?
Do the long-term one of trying to get... So not... Oh, God, now I'm trying to remember all the plans. So the one where we're trying to get the speeder. Oh, sorry,
right,
wrong game.
So take it back to...
Take it back, get it secured, do a debrief, and then come back out, hoping we don't lose too much time and too much subtlety.
Yes.
And can get to the this rendezvous point in time. Noting that there'll be repercussions for that.
All right, Demetria, what do you think?
Mumbles, mumbles, mumbles.
That's very helpful, thank you.
I'm happy for you to snap out of it now, by the way.
Yep, okay. I think we should just go and charge for it. Just a waste of time going back and forth. Just go.
I'm kind of siding with Demetri here. Oh. So rock paper scissors.
Hey. Hey, Goro. I'll back you.
Okay. So that's Lars backing me. Let's go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sounds good.
Do it.
Just to be clear, this is a bad idea.
It always is.
Well, let's put the record that I said for once that we should play it safe, but it's okay.
Okay. So
it's going to be an amazing adventure.
It's going to be an adventure.
Yeah.
So to co-opt to your saying, status normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Status quo. So is there... I'm just trying to think, like storage of these items. Can I
just carry them in your backpack?
This backpack is not bottomless, mate. All right,
I really don't think these things should
be rolling around inside my backpack, waiting until they fit the perfect pentagramic fucking shape, and then cause a warp storm in my backpack.
I did warn you not to open the thing.
You're right, you did. That definitely happened. I remember that part. I'm sorry. Right. Let's divide up some of these items. Let's put the orbs together. Nothing bad happens.
I'll take the jawbone.
Take it.
Yeah, that is the creepiest bit. you should have that.
Yep.
You two are together. Yeah, so
I
we'll
attach
just divide
it to
up.
My belt. Yeah, do I have a belt? I attach it to something.
Yeah, you'd cover that.
I'm trying to think of what I've got. Sorry, let me.
I'm just gonna wear it as a necklace.
Actually, yeah, I am gonna do that.
I strap it to my face.
I strap it to my combat vest. Don't do that.
It's on the webbing. That's it.
Actually, no. I'm gonna put it on the back of my combat vest. So it's. Yeah, not in the front of me.
Cool, man. We look so ridiculous. Anyway, Rodeo. So we break up this stuff between different people. Is there some combination that would be bad, GM?
If there is, I'm not going to tell you about it, that's for sure.
Well, I'd like to think that I'm doing this with some sort of like logic behind it.
I'm just imagining you all stand there like handing items back and forth. To see, you know, if any combination opens a warp roof.
Yeah. Well, stop that one. It. Stop that one.
Just I'm, rubbing I'm, things against each other.
I'm going to hold it in one hand, lick the other one, and stand on one foot.
Okay. So while Lars is licking the jawbone, can I...
Licking the jawbone while it's attached to me? Because this is awkward.
He's an awkward dude. He grew up on a... He grew up in a void ship.
Yeah.
Can I make some sort of like test to see if I can get us a good vehicle that will go outside the hive?
Well, as I said, you're not going to secure that here inside the hive. You'll have to go out into one. Oh. There's camps that's outside that you'd be able to secure that. But the thing is, like, it's good that you've got this jewelry because you won't be able to trade with either the trade script or the or your oath cogs. So.
Hey.
What you need to help you secure that.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, Shall we leave a message for our friend, the ever so Puritan, and as to which way we're headed, and also for the our superiors as to where we're heading? Roughly.
Do we have a like a specific Vox channel that we can sort of?
Yeah, so like, it's not a direct link, but you can. It's like a Dropbox type service. You leave a message and it will get to Cursed. And it's through secure channels.
Yep. Yeah, so what we can do is we can like speak to the operator and say, you know, give a code like we did in the last game, and then can we say like, here's where you can reach us, like we've got a long range Voxcaster.
Yep. So keep in mind though that if you want to do that, so if you switch the Voxcaster to a different frequency, then you won't hear anything that's broadcast on the trade table frequency. If you don't change it and give them that frequency, then the trade table may hear any transmissions coming from Curse to you on that frequency.
Tell them to do a listening only.
Yeah, okay.
Give me either a tech use plus 20 or a logic plus 10 test.
I'll use tech use plus 20 because that is the more good.
The more good.
I am better at that.
Yeah, more better.
Cam, you just got schooled in English by someone who has English as a second language. Just
I
admit what I said.
Sorry.
I also have tech use, so can I assist on that or make my own roll?
Yep, sure. I suggest your own roll.
Very well.
Plus 20.
Oh, that one.
If it doesn't work,
Yay!
Do it.
Yay.
So, Lars comes up with a simple method of basically sending through just like some static bursts, like, you know, like almost like a Morse code that either group can send to the. So, either you can send to Kirst or he can send to you on the Vox on the channel you're currently monitoring, that you will know when you hear that to switch over to a second frequency to speak securely.
Good idea, Lars.
Oh, on a side note, I can fix your foot. Do you want me to do something about that?
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
Because I took Medicaid because I realized after so many sessions that none of us know how to do Medicaid. Do you want me to look at that?
If you could remove this bolt round from my leg, that would be nice.
Hey, the round exploded on contact, alright? There's no bolt round to remove. It's also lots of shrapnel.
But I'm sure I could fill in that space where I can see your bone.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Is heavily injured, so it is a straight Medicaid test.
I don't think I'm heavily injured anymore because I've just healed 4 points of damage.
Are you less than half your maximum wounds?
No, you're right.
Yeah, he will be less. Now, I've also got the... that first aid kit just means that you can without the penalty. Yeah, is that what it is?
Yep, that's
okay.
Right. You haven't got Mastered Surgeon?
No. That's worse than I thought it was. I've got this Band-Aid that's got little Aquilas on it. I'm just going to put that over it.
You pour the purple liquid on your leg, no.
It could be no worse than what I just did. I stuck the Band-Aid, I put the sticky part over a raw piece of the wound.
No. It's you pretty much employed 40k medicine, which was you prayed for his 3D recovery. So.
Oh, that was great.
And then I blew some low smoke over it.
I feel much
That'll
better,
help.
Thank you.
That'll help.
Prevent infection.
You should smoke these, it's good for your health. I would know. I'm trained.
No worries. The Lord Surgeon General says so.
Yes.
Alright, no worries. So, you leave your abandoned building and follow the path towards the hive edge. So, I assume you've left the crate behind, have you? You're not taking the crate with you?
Yeah, we don't need a crate.
No worries. You see up ahead, basically, this massive... open gateway through which, you know, some of you haven't seen Sky in weeks, and in fact, probably Garrick hasn't seen Sky in months. So this large sort of fallable shutter is currently up and exposed, so you can see out into the outside world, the sort of the grey green desert of Dazolium, along with the sort of the chemical sky. The sort of glyphs above the chamber read Securitas Station Lambert XC-19, and there is a large group of people, probably a few hundred people, sort of coming and going through this opening, and there is a like a sort of a small fort of sanctionaries that are basically there checking Oath Cogs as people come and go, you know, authorizing or refusing transit through the through the gateway. You can sort of see like the whole setup here is designed to be able to close it all down at a moment's notice. If there's some sort of emergency or storm outside, that, you know, literally the shutter can basically fall into place, sealing the hive wall again. So I assume you guys get in line to be admitted.
Yeah.
To leave.
Before we get in line, I say, guys, for the love of the throne, can you please, like, if you've got any of the creepy stuff stashed on your body, like, pointed look, Garrick, like, hide it. Like, can we not have openly Xenos stuff just, like, on our bodies? Please?
I don't have any bags. I got heavy leathers. Would that hide it?
You can basically, it would be a conspicuous lump, but, you know, you can hide it underneath your
clothes. That could just be all Garrick.
Is that a Xenos jawbone? Are you happy to see me?
Hey Garrick, Garrick, we're all drawn to you.
I think I've got a backpack. Kangaroo's got a backpack. Like, if anybody actually is like has stuff on their body, like openly showing, yeah, can you just give it to me?
Could we not do that?
Not do what?
Put the bone away.
I suppose it's a little bit concerning every time you get to tell me that.
just put it away.
Okay,
I've been
so
in your
I
head.
I took it and I put it in away. The backpack, but I go to Gora, I want this back.
Oh.
She doesn't like sharing her bone.
I'm not finished with it.
So many double entendres.
Unless a better bone comes along. And then I will want them both.
I think okay. That needs to be the title for this recording.
Till a better bone comes along.
That one, or is that the jawbone? Are you just happy to see me?
that's so the hook that gets people in.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Click the clickbait. You know.
Clickbait.
10 things to do with the teenage jawbone. Number 6 will shock you.
always odd numbers. It draws people in, apparently.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it makes it seem more believable if it's an odd number.
There you go. Alright, so after waiting in line for a while, you get to the front. There's basically a... Think of it like a sort of a caged entrance-exit thing, where you enter sort of like a cage... like a cyclone fence, little cage area. Talk with the sanctionaries if they're happy to let you out the other side and admit people going either way. So it's like a little sort of a quarantine station as such. There is like on the top of the sanctuary building is another sanctuary with a heavy stubber, basically sort of, you know, scanning the crowd for any signs of people trying to get their way past without going through the proper process, whatever the case may be. But you find yourselves in front of a sanctuary officer. Leaving the hive today, sirs and ma'am?
Yes.
Has all your affairs in Dazolium taken care of to the best of your ability?
Oh,
I think
yes.
I think you'll find that our Earth Cogs speak for themselves.
We'll see. He sort of pulls out a small Auspex-like device and scans each cog. Because the cogs and all cells are all different as well, like a couple of times he's got to sort of make little mechanical adjustments to make sure everything's being read. He says, very well, everything here seems in order. Have you travelled in the Wastes before?
Not for some time. What's happening in the Wastes these days?
Well, I'm not really sure why someone would want to go out there, but there are trade camps, other pockets of civilization. I mean, there are other hives out there as well, but it'd be easier to take a suborbital if you were actually looking to go to another hive. But you need to make sure that you have an appropriate level of protection from... Well, you need food, water, protection from the glass storms, acid rain.
Well, the Holy Sister here, and I gesture to Demetria, is making a pilgrimage. Now, where would we be able to find suitable accommodation and transport that will protect us from all that you have described?
Well, just beyond the hive wall here, there is a way station. So you should be able to acquire some sort of crawler there, or at least, I mean, it depends if you plan to buy a vehicle or hire a vehicle, or with a driver as such. There are guides as well, wasteland guides that you can hire too. Yeah, I'd make sure that you are fully prepared before you leave side of the hive. Once you're outside the side of the hive wall, you'll find that help is very far between.
Psst, guys, I do not feel like we are prepared.
Well, that's why we're here. I'm sure there is all the things we need to buy here at the place where you leave from here.
Well, we are not prepared because we didn't take the time to be prepared. That's the whole point of it. So we should...
Oh, don't get cold feet now. You're all gusto
about
going.
I'm not getting cold feet.
She's saying you didn't waste the time getting prepared. You're unprepared,
didn't.
But efficient.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Thank you.
They do say 80% of a plan in time is better than a plan too late.
Huh?
That we have no plan. But let's move forward. I think you like walks.
Failed horribly.
Yeah, and then walked away.
Yeah.
Like, what is that guy on?
Water. Who needs water? We'll be right.
Yeah. Where's this vehicle you speak of?
What is
we'll be buying a vehicle, obviously.
Yeah. Just be careful of the wastelanders. A lot of wastelanders don't like hive dwellers.
Alright, so dress natural.
Blend in. I don't do that well.
No.
I'm a sister. Of course I don't do that well.
Yeah.
I don't think I blend in anywhere, to be honest.
To be honest, probably you'll blend in best in the wasteland than anyone else in the group.
Oh, all right then.
Yeah, that's it. It's Mad Max-esque out there.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Where's my strap on?
He means strap on arm. That's what you meant.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Because they're all mutants out here.
You'll have a hard time finding someone without a jawbone on their clothing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Hard times all around.
This is bad.
Oh, God. That so badly.
Phrasing. We're not doing phrasing anymore. So let's move down towards, like, where I assume is, like, the departure. Like, the doors that allow you to exit.
Yeah, that's it. Once the sanctuaries check you through, they're happy with all of your credentials. They sort of wish you luck, and the Emperor's good graces be upon you, and, you know, good thing your affairs are all in order.
They're making bets that I never return. That guy is a goner.
Talking about 80% of the time, it works every time. I don't know. Just
are you wearing your wolf mask?
No. It's not action time yet.
Okay.
It'll have its moment. It's not special if you overdo it.
Okay.
As we're walking through, I tap Goro on the shoulder.
Yes.
I'm gesturing to give back the bone.
Okay. I hand it back, like, with pleasure. Bloody creepy, thank bloody you. Creepy jawbone.
I don't know why, but I feel that I'm connected to this jawbone. It's nothing. I just want to feel important.
I have the thing that everybody's attracted to.
Yes.
So once you step outside, you're sort of assailed by the sort of caustic smell of the atmosphere out here, and the sort of the constant sort of whine of the wasteland winds. Ash starts to get everything, into your eyes. It's like pretty much.
Now I put the mask on. This is not pleasant.
Ah, this is fantastic.
It's you actually feel cleaner because your skin is abraded by the dust.
Yeah, so, yeah. Loving it.
Nothing like a good sandblasting.
Yeah. I think that's where we'll leave it because that's an easy point to bring Mike back in when he returns again. So. I will give everybody 500 XP.
Yay!
Loot XP.
That's right. Spend it in your own health.
Yep.